HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India's discussions with Moderna for making its COVID-19 vaccine part of the country's vaccine program may take till 2022. This is because the US company's supplies are fully booked till 2021, according to an internal government report. The report added the government has gone through indemnity agreements of pharmaceutical companies such as Pfizer with other countries. It has noted that indemnity clauses are part of purchase agreements. It is widely known that efforts to source Moderna and Pfizer vaccines have been stuck on account of supply constraints and the indemnity issue. Phone numbers of former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti's family were selected as possible surveillance targets between 2017 and 2019, The Wire has said. In all, about 25 people from the region were found on the list of potential targets, it said. Kashmiri politicians, separatist leaders and journalists were also among them. The Wire reported Mufti's two family members were found on a list of people who could potentially be targeted by Pegasus. Their names were chosen months before Mufti's coalition government collapsed after the BJP withdrew support. The Taliban has said it doesn't want to monopolize power. It, however, insisted there won't be peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. Taliban spokesperson Suhail Shaheen laid out the insurgents' stance on what should come next in the country. Shaheen said the government's repeated demands for a ceasefire while Ghani stayed in power were tantamount to demanding a Taliban surrender. Before any ceasefire, there must be an agreement on a new government acceptable to us and to other Afghans, he said. The Supreme Court has rejected the petitions by several telecom companies seeking what they said were corrections in the government's calculation of their dues. It is a ruling that could threaten some operators in a highly competitive sector. The bench rejected the applications moved by Vodafone Idea, Bharti Airtel, and Tata Telecom. They alleged errors in the way their adjusted gross revenues and thus dues calculated on the basis of it were determined. The Athletics Federation of India warned action against all those who do not perform well in the Olympics. This came after it decided not to pull out long jumper M. Srishankar and 20 km racewalker Kate Irfan from the games despite a dip in their form. AFI's selection committee arrived at a unanimous decision to not pull the two athletes out of the 26-member squad. The committee noted that the federation had called the trials to assess fitness and not form. This was despite the strong opinion from some members that both should be withdrawn.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.